All right, let me turn this down. I'm listening to a bunch of old guy music. I'm listening to old guy music. Shut up, shut up, shut up. I was listening to Cream. I don't have to say it was my favorite band from my high school years. What's your favorite band now, Phil? Fuck, I don't know. I'm, like I said many times, I generally listen to hip-hop. You know why? I listen to hip-hop because most every motherfucker my age doesn't listen to hip-hop. So right away, that gives me something to talk about, you know? That's different from what they're talking about. Nothing against members of my generation, please don't misunderstand me. I'm just saying, I don't know why. Maybe it's age, maybe it's race. You know, bring up hip-hop to the average white boomer. Well, you saw what happened to Kendrick Lamar at the goddamn, what was it, the Super Bowl? I didn't watch the fucking Super Bowl. I could give a fuck. But, and so I guess I missed out on a goddamn good halftime show. But I do. I listen to, and I listen to metal. But I mean, I already told you guys about that. You know, it's, that was my way and continues to be my way of getting just away from the sameness of the predictability of culture and how we're all in our little box. So there you go. What was I just thinking? So the show today is about a special announcement. It's not a special announcement for any particular, but we're just putting it off for a couple of weeks. And it is not what you are thinking. Well, maybe. I don't know. I don't know what you're thinking. But we do have some things that we want to talk about. We want to discuss with you. And no, I'm not leaving the podcast. And no, I'm not leaving the entertainment world. That's not, that's got nothing to do with it. I want to put that out there right now. But there's some other things that have been going on. What the fuck is Sunday coming up? Sunday. So I don't want to make a big deal out of this. I practice a kind of Buddhism called Nichiren Buddhism. And we're having a meeting on Sunday, and they selected me to be the guy that gives a presentation. And they selected me because I've got a great voice. And I say great, I say that with all humility. They feel I have a great voice. They think that I have a good presentational style. And I really appreciate that a lot. And here's the thing. You know, this is a tough time that we're living through. And we're all subject to a lot of different kinds of emotions. And I'm afraid that sometimes I'm not the most Buddhist guy, you know. The thoughts that I have and the shit that, you know, I mean, the things that I just, that go through my mind. But I always do try to return to it. And I try to find a balance. I try to find the whole point, you know, of life is to be happy. Did you know that? Well, I mean, I know you have your opinion. You can have your opinion. In my opinion, and according to the way I live, the whole fucking point of life, and frankly, the whole point of religion, is to be happy. Now think about that. Because when you're happy, you're doing good for the world, man. You go out into the world and you do help people. That's what happiness is. When you're happy, you're in contact with people. And you're spreading that energy. That's just it. That's just a fucking fact of life. There's nothing selfish about happiness. If you're selfish, you're not happy. I don't give a shit how good you feel. You know, if you think you're happy and you have no contact with the world or people, you're not happy. You're damaged in some ways. What those ways might be is only you know yourself, you know. But since I'm such a grump, I said, yes, I will do that because that is what we call making a good cause, man. Because there's cause and effect in life. You create a cause, you endure the effect. If it's a good cause, the effect is good. If it's a bad cause, the effect is bad, and so on and so forth. So making good cause is not just how your life will go, it's how other people's. Will go, right. So Jackie and I got on the phone tonight, and she was dead tired. I don't blame her. She just bought a house, I think I mentioned to you. And she's got a beautiful house. Just bought this. Price you wouldn't fucking believe. And she's running around doing lots of shit for it. So she's dead fucking tired. And she's having to, you know, deal with all that stuff. And I know exactly how she feels, man. It happened to me when we bought this house. And I started to do all this kind of shit to it. You know, whether you're replacing windows or doors or floors or painting or redoing the bathrooms or... the first thing people tend to do when they buy a house, what's the first thing to do? Start to fix shit, or at least start to improve it, or try to make it look better than it, you know, than it did. And that's tiring, man. You know, I had these thoughts today. I was thinking all the stuff I've done in my life, everything that I was able to achieve. Not everything that I wanted, but a big part of what I was able to achieve had to do simply with deciding to do it, you know. And so I think determination is a big thing. You just decide to do it. Well, it's too hard. No, it's only too hard because you say it's too fucking hard. It's not impossible. Okay? They said nothing's impossible. What are people saying? Nothing is impossible. When you perceive, when you conceive of something you want to do, it's not impossible. And if you say, well, what if I want to, like, explode the earth? Well, that's nothing that you want. Yes, it is. No, bullshit. No, it isn't. It's just something you want to, it's a little test that you want to run. It's a little silly, stupid notion that you want to prove. But it's nothing you really want. We're talking about reality here. What people want. Okay, so I have on my phone, I have all of my music. Just as Bill Burr's great joke, you know, he said that Steve Jobs didn't do shit. He just told a bunch of guys, see all the music that I love? Yeah, I want it in this phone. Get on it. You know, that's the best. That's how genius-y he was. But I was looking at all this music from 24... What was it? This is when 2024. What was I listening to? Crowded House, Boston, The Moody Blues, Ambrosia, The Skyliners, Ennio Morricone, Chicago, Simon & Garfunkel. That's pretty boomery shit. Spencer Davis Group, Miles Davis, Al Stewart, Crosby, Stills, Nash, Chaka Khan, The Stranglers, Ferranti & Teicher, Buffalo Springfield, Acoustic Alchemy. That's kind of eclectic, huh? UB40? I love UB40. Love UB40. And kind of like that, right? Okay, so that was this. Dionne Warwick and Al Kooper and Stephen Stills. It's crazy. 2023, what was I listening to? David Rose, that's the guy who does the Gay Spirits theme to Bobby and Dooley. Atomicos, The Beach Boys, The Moody Blues, there's The Moody Blues, Archie Bell and the Drell, B.J. Thomas, Genesis, Jack Nitschke, Ennio Morricone, I love that cat's spaghetti western music, Tim Buckley, Joe Farrell. I love Joe Farrell. He's a sax player. And that's, who's the guy? John McLaughlin on guitar. Anyway. That's an old, album, man. That's early 70s. And I remember listening to that music while I was, I better not say, but with my girlfriend, with Mary. That was her name, Mary. And I would put that music on. You know, I bet you she thought, wow, this Phil is fucking weird, you know, because it was 73, 74. I was going out with Mary. I just started in radio. And we eventually moved in together. And I would, you know, we'd come back from dancing at the Chanticleer there on Colonial Drive in Orlando, Florida. And we come back to the house and go into my room because I was rooming with three other guys. Three other guys. It's a big house. And I slap on this Joe Farrell. And it's a great memory. Let me put it to you that way. Because at the time, cats were listening. You know, everybody was listening to pretty much the popular. And I did too, but I love jazz. I love jazz. I wish that they would bring some to Orlando in those days. They opened up the Great Southern Music Hall in Orlando, and I did see Sea Level, the band that was formed out of members from Allman Brothers. They were really kind of a progressive Southern, modern jazz with a sort of a Southern blues feel. I don't know how else to put it. Chuck Lavelle from, he played keyboards with Allman Brothers for a while, and there's some other cats in the group. And we would go to a place called the Jazz Lounge in Buena Vista Village, which was Disney, and it was a godsend. It was a fucking god. I'm telling you, the early to mid-70s, there was a jazz club in fucking Orlando. It wasn't actually in Orlando. It was down at Buena Vista Village, which was the sort of shopping village of Disney World. And in it was a great seafood place and some other little things, you know, that Disney people would dig. And then they had this jazz lounge. And I saw, here's who we saw there. So I saw fucking Teddy Wilson. I saw Kenny Burrell. I saw Barney Kessel. These are all guys that were session players. I saw, I can't remember, man, but they were really great. They were great acts that they brought in. With Barney Kessel was a guitar player. Kenny Burrell was a great guitar player. Great guitar player. Zoot Sims. And Zoot Sims is a sax player who actually recorded an album with Jack Kerouac reading his poetry. And I asked him as he came off the bandstand, and he said, yes, I did. And I said, man, I'd love to get a copy of that. He sent me a copy of it. Him and Jack Kerouac. Zoot Sims was phenomenal. Played a soprano sax the night that we saw him. That was a pretty good groups coming into Orlando. I mean, how many cats in those days, who wanted to play? Orlando was just a wide spot in the road. Even though they had Disney World, it was still just a small, dinky fucking town. But to have a jazz lounge to go to, shit, it was great. We hung out there. And we hung out at a place called the Cinema Draft House, the first bar that I went to that showed movies. This is like mid-70s in Orlando. I think it was called the Cinema Draft House. And they showed shitty movies like Hindenburg and, you know, movies that did not do all that great. But you could sit there, drink beer, eat pizza, have a fucking ball. That's the first time that I encountered a video game. It was Pong. Anybody remember Pong? You're just playing ping pong back and forth. But it was like nothing you'd ever seen before. It was like nothing you ever seen. I used to play this, not for hours, but for a long fucking time. My friend Carter and I, we'd go over there, have beer, watch the fucking movie, be over there with two or three other people, and we'd be sitting there having these pong matches. Crazy, man. I mean, it was really off the hook, you know? No, not really. It was pretty normal, but just thinking back on it, I got to laugh.